Country.
All right, Reality Radio coming up for you. Some good local stuff after 8 o'clock on a cloudy Wednesday morning with 98Q Country, Kenny Chesney.
Looking back now, well, it makes me laugh. We were growing our hair, we were cutting class. Knew it all already, there was nothing to learn. We were striking matches just to watch them burn. Listen to our music just a little too loud. We were hanging in there with the outcast crowd. Heading to the rapids with some discount beer. It was a long train trestle, but we had no fear. And our typically bad attitude. Had no excuses for the things that we've done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. Young. Talked a good game when we were out with the guys, but in the back seat we were awkward and shy. Girls were a mystery that we couldn't explain, and I guess there are some things that are never gonna change. Man, I don't know where the time goes, but it sure goes fast. Just like that, we were wannabe rebels that didn't have a clue, and our rock and roll t-shirts and our typically bad attitude. Had no excuses for the things that we've done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. 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 Yeah, wishing we were older. Young. Hey, I wish it wasn't over.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot.
Most of our TSA employees are working without pay.
And Homeland Secretary Kristi Noem is hoping airport travelers hear her message of blame.
Democrats in Congress refuse to fund the federal government. And because of this, many of our operations are impacted.
A video for the nation's airports featuring DHS Secretary Kristi Noem blaming Democrats for the gridlock. But major hubs are refusing to play it, citing the video's blatant political message.
ABC's Gio Benitez. Agents tear gassed protesters at a car crash in Chicago. ICE agents chasing an undocumented immigrant who tried to get away.
Residents nearby gathering at the scene. The crowd growing hostile, throwing eggs at federal agents, then rocks. Agents responding by firing tear gas. Several people were arrested.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio, Los Angeles, now issuing a state of emergency to help people who encounter ICE agents. This is ABC News. If you think weather is already extreme, the UN Weather Agency said today that carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere hit new record highs last year, and that heat trapped by greenhouse gases is turbocharging the Earth's climate and causing more extreme weather. The World Meteorological Organization says CO2 growth rates have now tripled since the 1960s. It says emissions from human activities and more wildfires have helped fan a vicious climate cycle. The hottest thing on Broadway, it's been around years, but last week it performed better than ever. Hamilton made more than $4 million just last week, the highest gross in its 10 years on Broadway, and it comes outside the holiday season when shows typically see their highest grosses. And I am not throwing away my shot. They're not giving away tickets. Fans are paying high prices to see Leslie Odom Jr. return as Aaron Burr. Average ticket price, $376. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Attention residents of Minocqua, are you elderly, disabled, or unable to install your own smoke detector? Well, the Minocqua Fire and Rescue Department has a program currently running to provide you a 10-year battery smoke detector provided by them and installed by them. If you meet certain criteria, you can sign up to have a smoke detector installed free of charge. This is a limited program, so check out what's needed to be eligible, and you can send them a private message with your name, address, and phone number. To be eligible, you must be a Minocqua resident, not commercial or business, elderly, disabled, or unable to install your own detector, and be aware that this is a battery-operated detector, not a replacement for an interconnected unit. All you have to do is send the Minocqua Fire and Rescue Department your information, and they will contact you. You can find this post on their Facebook page under Minocqua Fire and Rescue Department. This is only for a limited time, so don't delay. The Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce would like to remind local businesses about the business decorating contest. Whether it's spooky, scary, or cute, they would love to see your fall and Halloween decor. To enter the contest, you can submit one photo via email to chamber@parkfalls.com before 4 p.m. on October 17th. The Chamber will post a Facebook album with all participants, and the photo with the most likes by noon on Saturday, October 25th, will be the winner, receiving a plaque and bragging rights until next year. Once again, the deadline for the contest is 4 p.m. on October 17th, and to enter, simply submit one photo of your business's fall or Halloween decor via email to chamber@parkfalls.com. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Isabella Nieto has more.
Domestic and family violence claimed the lives of 109 individuals in 2024. That's according to a report released October 1st by End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin. Jane Graham Jennings is the executive director of the Women's Community, a Wausau-based organization that helps people affected by domestic violence, sexual assault, stalking, and human trafficking. Jennings spoke with Chad Holmes this week on the WXCO Morning Show. She says it's hard to combat the rising number of deaths because of the complexity of domestic violence.
There still is a tendency for people to blame victims, and there's still not an incentive for people who cause harm to change.
She says there is a power dynamic in a household affected by domestic violence.
The people who choose harm manipulate and control everything. They manipulate the systems, they manipulate law enforcement, they manipulate judges, and they keep getting away with that.
Wisconsin has a mandatory arrest law for domestic violence cases, which means when a police officer is called to a scene of domestic violence, they are required to find out who the predominant aggressor is and arrest them. Jennings says that law hasn't curbed the problem.
People who use power and control manipulate the entire system and continue to be manipulative and continue to harm and hurt their family members, and they use the legal system to do that.
Jennings says for those who may be in a domestic violence situation, you are not alone, it's not your fault, and there is help for you.
We are here, we believe you, and we understand.
You can donate to the Women's Community at womenscommunity.org. All donations will be matched up to $10,000 through October. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Napa Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Napa Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Monaco Monaco Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at MonacoCars.com.
The Brewers head to L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, Game 3 of the NLCS. Tomorrow evening at 5:08 between the Brewers and Dodgers, the crew losing last night's game 5-1. Do the Brewers need to improve their focus? Pitcher Freddy Peralta.
Yeah, we have to, 100%. It's not fun to be 0-2, you know, going to L.A. I think we have to turn the page and try to come back in Los Angeles.
The Brewers have only 2 runs on 5 hits for the series so far. They've struck out 15 times. Pat Murphy.
You know, we chased way more than we've chased all year. We've been the best in baseball at not chasing. These pitchers brought out the worst in us.
NBA, the Bucks lose to the Thunder, 116-112 at Fiserv Forum in their final preseason game.
Again, it was not the best basketball game, but offensively, we were really good. If we can play the same type of offense that we played tonight, you know, we're going to be pretty happy.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. In his most recent piece in Outdoor News, Backyard and Beyond columnist Stan Tequila profiled the big event occurring in our skies overhead right now. I'm talking about the autumn bird migration. On the surface, it might appear simple and straightforward, but migration has many shades of complexity. I'll tell you more when we return, but first...
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, Onyx Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the Onyx Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
Welcome back. In his most recent Outdoor News column, Stan Tequila writes that there are more than 11,000 species of birds worldwide, and about 40% of them migrate in some way. Migrations range from simple elevational changes for mountain species, to short-distance movement to avoid unfavorable weather, to long-distance trips to warmer climates to escape winter. Some species migrate from nearly the top of the planet to almost the bottom. In the past 100 years, humans have developed new ways to study migration. Many hunters are familiar with aluminum leg bands, which biologists attach to the legs of birds. And late in the past century, researchers developed small tracking devices to monitor the migration of free-flying birds. One amazing new way for rank-and-file citizens to track birds is via a website called Birdcast from Cornell Lab. View it at birdcast.org. Simply provide your county and state, and each day during migration, you can see how many birds passed over your county on the previous night. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Northwoods weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies and cool today with highs in the upper 50s. For tonight, a few showers possible after midnight, otherwise mostly cloudy with lows in the lower 40s. On Thursday, showers likely, a rumble of thunder possible as well with highs in the lower 60s. Current temperature is 43.
98 Q Country.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready, uno, due, tre, quattro.
When I was a boy, just
That's the part that ain't the great. Mama used to say, don't stay out too late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool, Giuseppe gone to flunk a school. Boy, it make me sick, all the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks, I always got to follow rules. Boy, it make me sick just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Play that thing. Really nice, really nice. But soon come a day, gonna be a bigger star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she used to say, what's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the matter you? Not so bad. It's a nicer place. I'll shut up for your face.
That's my mom.
Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with this? Shut up for your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. That's making me feel so good. You ought to learn this song, it's real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter you? You sing, hey. Then I sing the rest, and then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up, you face. Okay, let's try it really good. Uno, due, tre, quattro. What's the matter, you?
Hey!
Got no respect.
Hey!
What do you think you do?
Hey!
Why you look so sad?
Hey!
It's not so bad.
Hey!
It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up, you face.
That's great. We can do the better this time, I bet. Hey!
What's the matter, you?
Hey!
Got no respect.
Hey!
Not so bad.
Hey!
It's a nicer place.
Ah, shut up your face.
Okay, one more time for mama, everybody.
What's the matter, you?
Hey!
Got no respect.
Hey!
What do you think you do?
Hey!
Why you look so sad?
Hey!
It's a not so bad.
Hey!
It's a nicer place.
Hey!
Ah, shut up your face.
Here we go. Another reality radio underway here for this 15th of October. Joel here, and we've got... we'll talk with Keith Crispill, who is the district administrator for Prentice. A monthly visit with him coming up at 8:30. And Allie will join us from Embrace to talk about some things happening at Embrace here, serving Price County. So all that ahead and more, some community events and your birthdays. If you got somebody, 715-762-3221. We'll do those about 8:30 or so. We talk outdoors every couple of weeks or so. Craig, nice enough to come on down from Bader's Sports Center. Morning, Craig.
Good morning.
Or should I say limping in a little bit?
Limping in a little today.
It's the joys of getting older, isn't it?
Yeah.
When it's just like you wake up in the morning and just like, oh, yeah, I did that yesterday to my body, huh?
Yeah. Not good.
Yeah, a little tweak here and there. But if you're not hurting yourself, that means you're not pushing yourself, right?
Right.
Sure. Yeah, whatever, Joel. So busy time of the year. If it's a critter and it's in the woods, it's probably being hunted, right?
It's probably in danger, yep. I was out hunting last week. I am amazed at how thick it is still in the wood yet. There's still a lot of leaves up. Talking to some of the hunters from out of the area, they can't believe how thick it is up here. I moved a few birds, never saw one, but heard them.
So. Yeah. What were you hunting?
Grouse.
Grouse. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. With the warm weather we've had, I think we had some wind, so they should have fallen off the tree, but it's been so warm that the leaves are still staying healthy enough to hang on.
Right.
On those
trees. We need a couple really good frosts, and I know I'll probably make a few enemies for saying that, and some either heavy wet snow or a good rain to knocking down.
But we're probably at least a week to 10 days away from anything like that. We might see 70 this Friday, they're talking. So.
Yep.
All right, so the hunting seasons are underway, and you kind of teased it last time we were here that you guys had a new hunting product that was coming in from Vortex, right?
Right. Actually, a couple products. Okay. Vortex, we hooked up with them a few years ago. One of the leaders, actually, in the sport optic business. They came out with a new line of scope and a rangefinder called the Triumph. We do have them in the store. They're very budget-friendly. Both retail at $119.99 a piece. The scope is a 3-9x40, so it's a good way if you're looking for new optics for your gun. Good budget-friendly piece of equipment. The rangefinder, played with that a few times in the store, and got out the old-school tape measure. Man, it was pretty much right on with what I was shooting. But
nice.
We'll be putting a couple of those Triumph scopes on some deer rifles here in the next few days, and offering those as a package. But please come on down, check them out. They're still covered by Vortex's extremely good warranty. Pretty much no questions asked. You break it, unless it's operator error, they're going to send you a new scope or a new rangefinder. So come on down, check that product out.
Nice, nice. All right. And yet, so was there another one too?
Oh, well, the rangefinder.
Yeah, okay.
Again,
all
really
right.
Cool little pocket device. Does not take up a whole lot of room. Like I said, it measures very accurately and very easy to use.
So does anybody shoot a deer anymore through the old BB through the crotch on the end of the gun? Remember, I mean talking old school.
The old iron sights?
The old BB gun, you know, where you had to line up the little round ball with the sight and then, does anybody shoot that way anymore?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I've got a couple guns that are not drilled and tapped to receive a scope. So,
some of those old guns, you have to do it the old way.
Yep.
Yeah, that's...
But all the new guns, there's some guns that come in that don't have a front or a rear sight on them. They're just drilled and tapped, or they have the scope mounts already on the gun, so you got to buy an optic anyway.
Well, I would guess the muzzle loader, the old smokestick people, they're probably doing it that way, right?
Oh, yeah. Although they do have scopes on some of those now, too, so...
Because they're shooting farther now, aren't they? I mean, these...
I'm not a black powder hunter. Not really up on that, but they can reach out their ways.
Yeah, I think the rule should be if you have a muzzleloader gun, you got to do it the old school way. That's just my rule. But if you're going that old school, go the whole way. All right,
right, exactly.
But these scopes are pretty cool. So some new stuff from Vortex in, and the range finders, distance wise and stuff. A lot of technology with hunting now, right?
Oh man, it improves every year. I mean, I'm just amazed, especially on the archery end of things, even the compound bows, but especially the crossbows. The technology is, I mean, in 1 year, it's basically an obsolete thing nowadays. They're improving so much.
Let's talk about the bows, too, because we are in the heart of the bow season now, and you've got full-time bow tech down there to take care of any problems people might have, right?
Right. Getting a lot of bows in, guys needing new strings, and just some, routine maintenance on stuff. So Cody's keeping up with that as best he can. He gets them turned around really quickly. That's a good thing, good service for the archery hunters.
Yeah, if you're looking for a bow, you can test it right there with a little range right there at Bader's Sports Center. And if you're looking for a gun, you got those too, even some on consignment too. So everything to get you armed up and ready for the hunting season.
Yeah, we got a few... probably about 8 or 9 new guns. We got a few shotguns coming in, but mostly getting ready for the gun deer season, which is 5 weeks away, if my calendar is correct. So
5 weeks from Saturday?
From Saturday, yep.
Wow. Okay.
So it's sneaking up on us fast. I don't know where this year is going, but
yeah. And you guys have just a note. You guys have a special deer hunting giveaway here that'll start in a couple weeks too, right?
Yep. November 1st, we're starting a giveaway. You get one entry into it for every $50 purchase that you make. We're getting Scentlock, which is a clothing brand, very good brand for killing that human scent. They came out with a new line of clothing called Tuo, T-U-O, and we're giving away a late season matched pair of hunting pants and a jacket set and a Baronet blind. So it's about a $600 retail value.
Nice.
That we're giving away at the end of gun season.
All right.
And you can sign up from November 1st through deer season.
All right. So get the stuff you need for the hunting season and get entered into the giveaway there. As always, BaderSportsCenter.com website and the Facebook page. We keep mentioning that, but you guys keep putting deals and updates on there.
Right, and we'll get some pictures on. I unfortunately have not checked the Facebook page lately, and my bad. But I think Kim has pictures of these Vortex scopes and the rangefinder on there, and we'll get details on the drawing put on there as we get a little closer to the actual start date.
Yeah. Well, see, you can use the excuse. You can say, hey, I'm retired. Well, I'm not retired, but I am retired. See, I don't, that you do that now. I'm retired, right? Right, Craig?
Well, I'm a techno idiot, too, so.
Well, lots of good stuff, and this is the time of the year, of course, where the cold weather is coming, so you guys all got all the stuff, because one of the key things people, I think, really appreciate about the modern technology is stay warm, stay dry, all the stuff they need to do that. You guys got it, right?
Well, and the thing is now you can stay a lot warmer with a lot less bulk. I remember being out in the woods, and just to stay warm, you felt like the Michelin man
exactly.
trying to get through the woods.
Exactly.
Now it's that technology, too. It's a lot easier to get around the woods, and you don't feel like you're plowing a trail through all the time.
Even the battery power or the rechargeable socks and T-shirts and whatever else they got that you plug in the night before, right?
Right, and we do have the socks. We've got hand warmers. We've got heated hand pouches, all that good stuff down there. So if you're like me and tend to get a little cold when you're just sitting there, that's the thing to do. You plug it in at night and go for the next day.
You got the old school hand warmers, the one where you had to whap it.
Those too.
You got to nail it, and it lasts for, what, about a half hour or so, maybe?
Yep, techno idiot here, so I like those.
Yep, and we always had the orange hot seats too, that had like the special foam pellets that if you sat on it on the ground, it was just a little bit warmer on your tushy. It was called the hot seat, I remember.
I remember those too. they were quite noisy, as I recall.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, if you moved in the woods, you had that weird pellet sound echoing through the woods. But
And
I haven't seen one of those in any of our vendors' catalogs for a while. So
probably collectibles now, I would
probably
guess.
Probably. Go on eBay and find them for $39.99 or something.
Yeah, but everybody has their ways of staying warm. Whatever it is, it's got to be orange on the outside, right?
Right, and we're getting the orange clothing out. And one more thing I'd like to mention, the fishing season is kind of winding down, I think, in terms of interest. I know the musky guys are still out there, but we do have 25% off on all our fishing, open water fishing stuff right now. The ice fishing stuff should be starting to roll in here probably the end of this month, and we'll be getting that out. And
yeah,
I hate to think of
slow down
the weather.
On that.
Yeah, I know.
Slow down, Craig.
The weather that goes with ice fishing is not always pleasant.
Yeah, well, some people just love that ice fishing season, though, and that's
well, there's a lot of guys that just that's all they do.
It's good fish coming out of the water too. Usually too,
you
go from there to pan. It doesn't get any better than that.
Absolutely not.
So. All right, BaderSportsCenter.com, Bader Sports Center, right on Highway 13, Phillips, next to Pick and Save. Open every day.
Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5. Friday and Saturday, 8 to 6, and Sunday, 8 to 1.
All right, fourth generation sporting goods store. Everything you need in there, and if they don't have it, they'll find it for you. Just helping out all the hunters in the area, and it will be a busy next few weeks, I'm sure.
Yep, Craig. A lot of guys from out of state up here, so welcome to you guys. Don't shoot all the birds, please.
Leave a couple deer for the gun deer season, please, yep. too, if you could. All right, very good. Craig, always good to see you.
Good seeing you.
Craig from Bader Sports Center, right on Highway 13 Phillips. Check him out at BaderSportsCenter.com, and be sure to follow him on Facebook, too.
Start your four-year degree at NTC with University Transfer, the affordable way to complete classes with maximum transferability. With NTC's University Transfer degree, you can start here and go anywhere, including transfer to UW, Stevens Point, and other four-year universities. Learn more today by visiting www.ntc.edu/university-transfer or contact the NTC campus nearest you, North Central Technical College. Start here. Go anywhere.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot.
Most of our TSA employees are working without pay.
And Homeland Secretary Kristi Noem is hoping airport travelers hear her message of blame.
Democrats in Congress refuse to fund the federal government. And because of this, many of our operations are impacted.
A video for the nation's airports featuring DHS Secretary Kristi Noem blaming Democrats for the gridlock. But major hubs are refusing to play it, citing the video's blatant political message.
ABC's Gio Benitez. Agents tear-gassed protesters at a car crash in Chicago. ICE agents chasing an undocumented immigrant who tried to get away.
Residents nearby gathering at the scene. The crowd growing hostile, throwing eggs at federal agents, then rocks. Agents responding by firing tear gas. Several people were arrested.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio, Los Angeles, now issuing a state of emergency to help people who encounter ICE agents. This is ABC News.
It's 8:30. We'll get to our local news in just a moment here, but we're going to update you. Each month we get District Administrator Keith Crispell in here from Prentice to update us on what's going on down there in Buccaneer Country. Keith, good morning to you. How are we doing?
Hey, we're doing really good, Joel. Glad to be here.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Always a fun time of the year, tournament time with volleyball tournaments next week and cross-country conference and sectionals and such. So an exciting time of the year for the athletes, right?
Oh, definitely. Our cross-country team's been doing really good this year. Our girls are always a strong showing. And, yeah, we're doing what we can, and hopefully we have some good results here in the big run.
All right. So give us an update on some upcoming events and what else we need to know about the Prentice School there, Keith.
Oh, yeah, man. We're 7 weeks in. A lot has happened so far. It's one of the great things about being in Prentice is the community giving back. You know, our students have had our community service day this last October 8th. We had like a dozen family members, community members sign up for some services that we provide, and I think we helped out like over 15 different locations, like the cemetery, the park, the Heritage Center. Just great to see some light yard work, cleanup, getting ready for the winter, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then also we had just yesterday, you know, giving back and helping out. The school hosted, it was organized by our Megan Enders, our counselor, a blood drive, and we had a good showing of community members and students there yesterday supporting that cause. That was good. And then we've got some professional development coming up, not only for staff, but also for some board members. Myself and a few board members are going to be traveling over this Thursday to a WASB, a Wisconsin Association of School Boards conference. There's going to be a workshop there. They're going to be talking about absenteeism. Now, that's not just a local Price County or any other Wisconsin school district issue. That's a nationwide issue, and we'll see what we can kind of learn from that to address that issue. And then this Friday, we've got our staff doing some collective work with the school district of Edgar and Marathon, along with our CESA 9 in Tomahawk, and they'll be doing a lot of participation in some guided learning sessions for impactful instruction, which will be working in a framework to reach every student. That's always a goal. Some oral reading strategies. You know, I can remember when I was a young reader, reading aloud is always a scary thing, but how to promote good feedback and get some collective comprehension. So
a lot of
exciting things there happening with our staff and our school board.
Sure.
And then Friday, we've got some big things happening. We've got our last home football game with Washburn, and we're going to be doing a ribbon-cutting ceremony for our new track. This is really exciting. We haven't had a track in like 10 years to have a meet or to practice on. I kind of equate that to like let's go and play a football game. We've never had a field to practice on. We're going to kick a field goal in someone else's field. We've never done that before.
Talk about the efforts. Talk about what it took leading up to this, because this has been a long effort, because it's not cheap, and it takes a lot of planning, right?
Oh, a lot of planning, and that's what we want to try to recognize, is all the wonderful donors that we had. So many people, efforts come together on something like that, and, you know, it's going to be really exciting for our community as well as our students, because this has been done in collaboration. It's not just one person, not one entity, not one thing. And so everyone coming together is just huge. We've had great support, and hopefully continue to do so, because, you know, we've got the track in place, and it's great to see that. But, you know, what else comes with that? You know, some equipment, some stuff that hasn't been up standard and, you know, needs to be in there. So those things aren't inexpensive, and hopefully we can keep generating some funds and get that boost to get everything in place. But we're just so fortunate to have all the support that we had there, and I'm hoping our kids really feel that. They're going to try to organize a few events here for this Friday. It'll be like 5 to 6:30, just before the football game. I got my advanced foods class set up by Miss Jess Ware, who is getting the chili feed going. They did a great job supporting our senior citizen breakfast and making a fantastic meal last time, and just excited about what they're going to be able to do. And hopefully everyone can come out there and see the surface, walk on it a little bit. I want our community members to walk on that. It's a good low-impact thing for people who might have some knee issues like me. So
sure.
It's just an awesome event that we're trying to get everyone to show up for.
Yeah, it's great to see the community come together. And it seems like, Keith, in recent years I'm seeing small schools like Prentice and others are realizing that if we're going to make this work, if we're going to hang on to our school and hang on to our identity, we got to go get it. We got to work for it. We got to come together. And I'm seeing that with you guys here in Prentice, right?
Oh, yes, exactly. I mean, I think you're aware of my background, you know, coming from another state a little bit and then being here and kind of learning the financial struggles that Wisconsin has had, especially within the school system. And, you know, that's something that we're fortunate that we passed that referendum. But, of course, that referendum was for school, for student programming, and that's what we want to continue to do. But, you know, just having some of these things in place and taking care of it, that's the one thing that I really want to emphasize, that, you know, we'll make this last. We are so blessed to have the support, and we're going to do everything we can to take care of it in the right way and make sure that people who invested in us see that.
Yeah, and it's not just Prentice, too, when it comes to the track. It's other area schools, too, because now all of a sudden, you know, the other area schools, Phillips and Shawamigan, you know, they probably got another track invite to go to that's not 2 hours away. So they got something closer, right?
Yeah, exactly. I know my friend Kyle over there in Shawamigan, they've got a track that they need to kind of get redone to. And I'm hoping the best for them, because, you know, this is great to have these close meets to participate in. No one wants to drive over 2 hours, you know, and be on a long bus ride. And you know, when I was in Colorado, we actually had students kind of stay the night because everything was over 2.5 hours away. It's fortunate to be in an area in Wisconsin where our neighbors aren't that far away. But I'm hoping the best for our neighboring schools as well.
Yeah, and academically, we're probably wrapping up this first quarter or getting close to halfway, or we're deep into the academic season is what I'm trying to say, right?
Yeah, we've got, I think, parent-teacher conference is coming up here like in the first week in November, maybe on the 6th, if I'm thinking correctly there. So that kind of is always that indicator mark, like, hey, we're right there. Let's see what we're doing. So that's kind of good. Dan, I know we did some other things, too, that the community might be needing to be aware of. Usually we've had our annual meeting in July, and that was always kind of done with estimates because we didn't have exact numbers from the state. This year we've moved our annual meeting to October, so it's going to happen October 27th. That allows us to work with actual numbers that will get our general aid, student enrollment, and stuff like that. So it should be a little bit more clear-cut, and hopefully people can see, you know, what our situation is financially.
Yeah, and it's, I think it's so cool, even here in the Northwoods, Keith, that you know, each school district, you know, Prentice, Shawamigan, Phillips is similar but unique in their own special way. And everyone kind of has their own thing, and you know, parents even have the choices of where they want to send their kids to for whatever reason it may be. So it's just, it's cool to see schools kind of take on their own identity and personality, right?
Oh, absolutely. Open enrollment is a thing. We just embrace that. You know, we have students who open enroll out. We have students who open enroll in. I'd like to see a good balance of that, and hopefully we can offer some things. One of the things that comes to mind is our farm-to-table class. Mr. Bond does fantastic work. He just gave me a sample of some spaghetti sauce that his kids picked the herbs, the spices, the tomatoes, mixed it all up, canned it. And I had some of that 2 days ago, and I tell you, that was so good. If we ever went commercial with that, Ragu and Prego would be trembling.
That's awesome. It's fun to see families and kids create special stuff like that. People can always go to the Prentice website, prentice.k12.wi.us. Nice website that has updated all the activities going on, right?
Absolutely. And we'll continue that. And our Facebook stuff is out there, too. So check us out.
All right. Very good. And cross country, looking forward to a nice run by that the boys cross country team, especially rated one of the tops in the state. So going to be some fun meets coming up for the kids.
Yep.
All right, Keith.
We're looking forward to that.
Thank you so much for taking the time. We'll talk to you again next month. Okay.
All right, you have a good one.
You bet. Keith Crispell, he is the district administrator for the Prentice School, and he joins us at the same time slot every month. What is today? The third Wednesday on Reality Radio at 8:30. That's what this is, right?
I'm looking at my calendar.
Yes, the third, yeah. So we thank Keith for taking the time. Some good things happening down in the Prentice School. I'm very exciting with that track grand opening happening this Friday. Let's continue that news update we interrupted. Then we'll get to our birthdays in just a moment here. If you got somebody, 715-762-3221.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Wisconsin DOT is urging caution on the roads as deer activity increases this time of year. With the change in season comes increased activity from deer and a greater risk for car versus deer crashes. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Division of Wisconsin State Patrol, urges drivers to stay alert with more deer on the move during the fall rut or mating season. Wisconsin State Patrol Superintendent Tim Carnahan said, quote, "This is the time of year when we typically see the most crashes involving deer. As the hours of daylight become shorter and more deer are crossing the highways, drivers should be especially cautious and scan the road ahead to prevent dangerous crashes," end quote. There were more than 17,000 crashes involving deer in Wisconsin in 2024, killing 9 people and injuring 707. More than a third of those crashes happened in October and November. Deer are unpredictable and may suddenly freeze or change directions. Be sure to drive at a safe speed, eliminate distractions, and make sure everyone is buckled up. Crash injuries are less severe or can be avoided entirely when everyone wears a seatbelt. Be sure to also carefully scan the road ahead. If one deer crosses, watch for more. And if you see a deer, honk your horn to encourage them to move away from the road. And if you do hit a deer, be sure to get your vehicle safely off the road as soon as possible. If someone is hurt or the deer is in the active portion of the road, call 911. If no one is hurt and your vehicle and the deer are off the road, contact local law enforcement. Be sure to stay buckled up inside of your vehicle and wait for help. Getting out of your vehicle and walking along a road is always dangerous. And never attempt to move an injured deer. You can find more tips at wisconsindot.gov. Get ready for spooky fun! The City of Park Falls would like to inform you that trick-or-treat hours for Park Falls are from 4:30 to 7 p.m. on Halloween night, Friday, October 31st. Be sure to stay safe, and remember, adding reflective items to costumes is always a good idea as it can help drivers spot them faster and avoid any accidents. Also, be sure to stay safe when crossing roads, and above all, remember to have a fun and happy Halloween! As the climate shifts, so does the science behind growing cranberries. Melissa Kay reports.
Staff at the Wisconsin Cranberry Research Station are working to ensure the future of the state's signature fruit by studying how cranberries can tolerate extreme temperatures and finding ways to extend the harvest season to reduce labor and equipment demands.
The inability to change in a changing environment is the textbook definition of extinction.
That's Grant Hawley, the executive director of the nonprofit Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association. He said Wisconsin growers know what to do when change happens slowly.
When you're looking at fast changes, you need to know the whys. And that's where our researchers come into play.
They're able to look at changes happening at a molecular level and see how the cranberries are being affected and also the symbiotic relationship that plants have with other organisms in the ground.
They're seeing how that bacteria inside of the soil is helping with nitrogen uptake. They're making sure that the fungus in the ground is helping us with water uptake.
Gabby Myers is the Research and Education Manager for the Wisconsin Cranberry Research and Education Foundation. She coordinates efforts from researchers across the state.
They're trying to create better cranberries, so maybe they're sweeter, firmer. So all different sorts of traits that they're trying to breed for, we provide a space for them to have those plots established.
Hybrid cranberry varieties are helping farmers diversify their marshes, producing more fruit on less land, and spreading out the harvest season.
They're trying to be able to make it to where harvest doesn't all happen in the same 2 weeks, because that's where you need extra equipment, you need extra people. It's just a terrible time if you have to do that.
Harvest season now starts as early as September and can run through October or later, depending on the year.
Now a singular family can actually start handling a medium to small size farm.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Panapa Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Panapa Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Panapa Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at PanapaCars.com.
The Brewers head to L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports, Baseball, Game 3 of the NLCS. Tomorrow evening at 5:08 between the Brewers and Dodgers, the crew losing last night's game 5-1. Do the Brewers need to improve their focus? Pitcher Freddie Peralta.
Yeah, we have to, 100%. It's not fun to be 0-2, you know, going to L.A. I think we have to turn the page and try to come back in Los Angeles.
The Brewers have only 2 runs on 5 hits for the series so far. They've struck out 15 times. Pat Murphy.
You know, we chased way more than we've chased all year. We've been the best in baseball at not chasing. These pitchers brought out the worst in us.
NBA, the Bucks lose to the Thunder, 116-112 at Fiserv Forum in their final preseason game.
Again, it was not our best basketball game, but offensively we were really good. If we can play the same type of offense that we played tonight, you know, we're going to be pretty happy.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Well, the Merriwood crossover volleyball held last night in Marathon. And Phillips took on Stratford. Stratford winning that 3-0. Prentice challenged Marathon. Marathon won that 3-2. Shawamigan crossed over and took on Wisconsin Rapids Assumption. Wisconsin, Shawamigan winning that 3-0. Coming up on Thursday, Shawamigan will travel to Phillips. It's a non-conference, kind of a tune-up match for tournament time. Varsity only 7 o'clock Thursday in Phillips. Prentice Thursday will be at Three Lakes. Regionals will start for most teams next Tuesday on the local sports scene. And we do have a high school football game now on Friday night. Shawamigan has scheduled a game with Lake Holcomb. And Phillips' season is over, but the Shawamigan school will play one additional game at Lake Holcomb Friday night, 7 o'clock. Steve Jetlin will be there to bring you the call of that game. That'll be over on Tromix 103.1. Shawamigan football, last game of the season at Lake Holcomb Friday night at 7 o'clock.
Len Stankel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has had his mine in the gutter for over 30 years. Trust the expert. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
At 848 Reality Radio, we'll get Allie in here from Embrace in just a little bit to chat with us, our monthly update. Birthdays today, if you're celebrating on this nearly halfway point of the month of October, October 15th, you celebrate your day with Vanessa Marcil. Marcil, M-A-R-C-I-L. She's an actress from The Rock, TV's Las Vegas, Beverly Hills, 90210. Vanessa's 54 today. Sarah Ferguson. Remember her? England's Duchess of York. She divorced Prince Andrew back in 1996, and has since earned her keep as a diet spokeswoman and a children's book author, too. Sarah Ferguson is 66 today. Tanya Roberts, the actress from Charlie's Angels, not the original, but the remake, born in 1955. Was she original or not? I don't know. She might have been. 1955, she was born. She passed in 2021 for Tanya Roberts. Jim Palmer, baseball pitching legend for the Baltimore Orioles. He was the real deal back in the 70s and into the early 80s. Born in 1945. He's 80 today. 80 today for Jim Palmer. Penny Marshall, the TV star from Laverne and Shirley, became a successful film director, too. She played Laverne, had the big L on her shirt all the time. Her real name, Carol Penelope Mascarelli. Penny Marshall, Laverne and Shirley, 1943 she was born. Passed in 2018. Linda Lavin, remember her? Tony, Golden Globe winner. She was on Barney Miller. And you probably best know her for Alice. She was Alice on the TV show Flo, and then she had her own TV show called Alice. She is 88, Linda Lavin, Alice. And Lee Iacocca, after being the CEO of Chrysler, I remember back in the day when you thought American-made vehicles, you thought Lee Iacocca, CEO of Chrysler. He became the best-selling business strategy author also later in his life. Lee Iacocca, born on this day, 1924, passed in 2019. Let's head on down to Wheelway and have a chat with Pete down there. Right, we've got some great things going on in our community, and Wheelway always community-minded, and this month doing some great things. Right, Pete?
Absolutely. What a great organization. Lord's Cupboard, we're doing it for the next couple weeks. Let's make sure we take advantage of this opportunity and give out to all the needs for the Lord's Cupboard for the next couple weeks. We have a Dropbox down here. Make sure you get down here and bring all the items that they're looking for.
All right, got some great vehicles on the lot. Boy, some 24s, even 25s, Pete.
Joel, it's that time. We have 25s, 24s now, newer pre-owned stuff that's never hit the lot here. We brought it up here. Major, major savings going on right now. Make sure you take advantage of those savings.
And they can do it all right there, Pete. They got the financing, you've got the trade-in, and interest rates are really good right now, right?
Absolutely. Make sure you take advantage of them. Low interest we haven't seen in a long time. That means the lower the rate, the better the payment that you can afford every month. Make sure you go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com, fill out a credit application, and we'll get you a financing and drive one home today. 762-2467, the number again is 762-2467.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AIRPORT25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
A week from tomorrow, it is our annual Day of Giving here in 98Q Country. And this year, we are making awareness and hopefully financial opportunity to help out His House of Hope in Phillips. This is a recovery. I'm going to let you go to their website if you want to check it out. But we'll have all the information on a week from tomorrow. HOHPhillips.org is the website, hohphillips.org, a local Christian-based nonprofit organization offering long-term life rehabilitation home for men. We're going to spend the whole day next Thursday, the 23rd, informing you of this. And if you feel the calling to help us out, we have a person who has already stepped forward and they heard about this, and they said that they're going to match every single dollar that's donated up to $10,000. So we have basically a $10,000 match sitting out there to really make your donation twice as powerful. So we'll do that a week from tomorrow in our annual Day of Giving. Well, of course, we're in the middle of a government shutdown right now. And for folks in Wisconsin, you might say, well, it's not really affecting me. It might be some of you. But Wisconsin is actually one of the least affected states by the government shutdown. According to information from, where did this come from here? Somebody legitimate. They WalletHub. They tell us that overall, Wisconsin ranks 46th as far as how states are affected by the government shutdown. And that's because Wisconsin is one of the lowest states of all of them of federal jobs. Our share of federal jobs is actually about last of all the states. And our federal contract dollars per capita is also fairly low at 25th. Real estate as a percentage of the GSP at 36. The access to national parks, we're one of the least affected in the whole country at 50th. And the percentage of families who get SNAP benefits, we're 33rd out of the 50 states. That may be affected also. So we are one of the, and I'm not saying that everybody, you may be listening right now and say, Joel, duh, I'm affected. And I know there's going to be some. But as far as overall the state of Wisconsin, we're one of the least affected states by government shutdown. And I think everybody knows that the longer the government shutdown goes, the more we will all be eventually affected by that. We got a blood drive going on tomorrow in Park Falls, right on 2nd Avenue North at the Peace Center at Peace Lutheran Church. And if you want to stop on down noon to 5, you can walk in. If you need an appointment, give Jennifer a call, Jenny Young, at 715-744-3267. Anybody who gives blood tomorrow is going to get a $10 Amazon.com gift card by email. Pretty cool. So that's tomorrow from noon to 6, right on 2nd Avenue at the Peace Center. Noon to 5 tomorrow, Peace Center here, Park Falls, American Red Cross Blood Drive.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Federal budget cuts mean bad news for Wisconsin's trout populations. That's because the budget slashes funding for the USGS Ecosystem Mission Area. It's the primary program that works to control invasive sea lampreys. The parasitic fish have caused billions of dollars in damage to Great Lakes fisheries, but that trend had been reversing in recent years thanks to work and research that is now being dismantled. Leaves are falling, and now is a great time to rake them up, put them in bags, and have them trucked off to the landfill. Actually, that's not so great for the environment. Turns out fallen leaves are where pollinators like to spend the winter, and they can also help fertilize your lawn. UW Extension experts say most of the time, it's best just to leave the leaves where they fall. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's head on down to Wheelway and have a chat with Pete down there. Right, we've got some great things going on in our community, and Wheelway, always community-minded, and this month, doing some great things. Right, Pete?
Absolutely. What a great organization. Lord's Cupboard, we're doing it for the next couple weeks. Let's make sure we take advantage of this opportunity and give out to all the needs for the Lord's Cupboard for the next couple weeks. We have a drop box down here. Make sure you get down here and bring all the items that they're looking for.
All right, got some great vehicles on the lot. Boy, some 24s, even 25s, Pete.
Joel, it's that time. We have 25s, 24s now, newer pre-owned stuff that's never hit the lot here. We brought it up here. Major, major savings going on right now. Make sure you take advantage of those savings.
And they can do it all right there, Pete. They got the financing, you've got the trade-in, and interest rates are really good right now, right?
Absolutely. Make sure you take advantage of them. Low interest we haven't seen in a long time. That means the lower the rate, the better the payment that you can afford every month. Make sure you go on our website, wheelwayautos.com, fill out our credit application, and we'll get you a financing and drive one home today. 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
And Gray's going to be down there broadcasting live from Wheelway. They're also doing some stuff for the Santa's Elves Foundation. They have a Christmas tree already set up that you can grab a tag to get some items and get that out of the cross set off your busy upcoming holiday. holiday list. So Santa's Elves, a benefactor, and Gray's going to be down at Wheelway today from 10 to 1, and he'll be broadcasting live here on 98Q Country. The morning show, Reality Radio, coming to you from the Aspirus Health Studios. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your health needs. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. Great day to get down to the Phillips Cafe. A little wet, a little drippy, a little cloudy here. Well, go on down there and perk your day up with a little lunch, maybe a little traditional burger and fries, maybe a chicken sandwich. Always a great value. A Northwoods staple right on Highway 13 in Phillips. Phillips Cafe. You want to check out that Friday fish fry, too. Good stuff there. Two staple Wednesday events that always go on. Is one of them is the Park Falls American Legion and their 50-50 progressive raffle. And the jackpot's over $21,000, I saw on their Facebook page now. So that drawing at 7:30 tonight at the Park Falls American Legion, if you want to check that out. And today is the final day. Final day. Oh, don't say it ain't so, Joe. Say it ain't so. That today is the final day of the farmer's market. I know. So it just started, didn't it, last week? Weren't the radishes just popping above the ground moments ago? So the farmer's market wraps up today at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church. If you need your fall stuff or a final zucchini or a cucumber or whatever it may be, get on down there 2 to 5:30 today. Right at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church, right on Highway 13 in Park Falls.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The fall agriculture tourism season is underway. And from apple orchards to pumpkin patches, it's a great time to travel across the state. But have you ever thought about camping on a farm? There is a push to make a new law allowing farmers to host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Supporters say it's needed to help diversify their incomes.
To allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping when they're overnight for farm stays, pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
That's Sheila Everhart with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You can learn more, including where to go this fall, at the website WIAGtourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
All right, news to come in a moment. Our monthly update with the folks at Embrace, and Allie with Embrace is nice enough to join us to update us. Allie